From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Terrorist strike Turkey. A suicide bomber affiliated with the Islamic State group blew himself up in Istanbul Tuesday, killing at least 10 people, 9 of them German tourists. 15 people were wounded in the attack. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu pledged to fight the IS until it no longer remains a threat to Turkey or the world. The crew of two small U.S. Navy craft are being held by Iran, but American officials have received assurances that the crew and vessels will be returned safely and promptly. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook told the Associated Press that the boats were moving between Kuwait and Bahrain when the U.S. lost contact with them. U.S. officials said that the incident happened near Farsi Island and stemmed from some type of mechanical trouble with one of the boats, causing them to run aground. The troops were picked up by Iran. Humanitarian workers say the plight of starving people in the Syrian town of Madaya is heartbreaking and the worst they have witnessed during the country's nearly five-year-long civil war. Sajjad Malik, the United Nations Refugee Agency's chief in Damascus, spoke to journalists in Geneva Tuesday. A new study says more than half of the children in South Sudan are currently not in school. That's the highest proportion of any country in the world. The United Nations Children's Fund said Tuesday 51% of children between the ages of 6 and 15 in South Sudan are not being educated. The country has endured more than 2 years of civil war that has displaced more than 2 million people from their homes. Nearly half of the country's 11 million people are in need of humanitarian aid. This is VOA News.